should dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down, leave you wanting more. Stampede you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Initiative. I guess it's Steve here. And this is episode 333. And joining me today for the halfway point to the 666. Yay. We got Brian.
What's up?
We got Alex.
Oh my god. So right now we're half evil?
Nice. Yeah, we're half evil today.
Half evil.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. It's so good. Evil. So good. Yeah. So fun. So what's going on, guys? How's it going? Brian, God, what's good, good, dude?
What's good? I mean, evil spelled backwards is live.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Huh. I never thought about it like that, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
Isn't that Kevin Owens' tattoo?
Probably, but I know that line from fucking Adrian Brody in Summer of Sam.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's what he said. He was like, evil spelled backwards is live. Yeah. I'm good. Things are good. Been watching some stuff. Been working, then watching some stuff. More work, then watching some stuff. Caught up on the boys. Holy shit. That's all I'll say. I have been on a Jason Statham kick, as you guys probably know. I just recently watched both Meg movies. They were very over the top for all the right reasons. We watched a few other films as well that he did, like the original Mechanic movie, well, which is actually a reboot. But I also started the newest episodes of Cobra Kai, Season 6, Part 1 of 3, because they are going to do the show until the end of time. Well, the season anyway, because I know we got like X amount of episodes that are on now, then later this year is another X amount of episodes, and then next year is the finale, 6 episodes or whatever nonsense, and then rumor has it they're doing some sort of movie, I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've got. How about you guys?
That's still pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I mean, another Karate Kid movie would be interesting.
It would be, especially since they've been saying for a little while that they're going to planning on doing another one.
Yeah.
Tying everything in, obviously. But we'll see.
I mean, if they tie everything in, they need to bring back Hilary Swank.
Yeah, and bring the back Jaden Smith, too. And Jackie Chan. Why not? It's an alternate universe. Might as well.
Maybe just Jackie.
Yeah. I'd much rather him, yeah. All right. Fair enough. So what's good, Alex?
So, yeah, so with Brian, when it comes to the boys, that we were actually conversing, you know, about, you know, after I watched it and I waited till he finished watching it, and we were just, you know, just, you know, really like catching up. And then we were throwing fan predictions, if you will, of what we think will occur from, for the next season, the next and final season. And then today, okay. I actually watched two movies. Since you know I'm a fanatic of the Saw series, I watched Jigsaw, because I'm not going to say I kind of forgot about it, but yeah, I kind of forgot about it because I'm not saying...
It's a fun one, though. It's a fun one.
No, it is. But, you know, to me, you know, the whole thing of, what is it, after 4... Like I'm not gonna say it started dipping, but it's just not the same knowing that John Kramer's dead. But then, you know, with the whole, you know, flashback thing, you know, I get it. But then after that, I watched Spiral, because when I initially watched it, I wasn't 100% on it, and then giving it a rewatch, there was an appreciation for it. Like, you know, you're supposed to take it as it's in the same world.
Right.
And, you know, like, spoilers, if people who haven't seen it yet, right, that it's a copycat. that has nothing to do with John Kramer Jigsaw.
That's the one. Spiral is the one with Chris Rock, right?
Yes, and Sam Jackson.
Yes. Yep. Okay. I never saw it, but
it's worth a watch. It's definitely worth watching.
I said, no, it, you know, like I said, watching it for a second time after not watching it for a while, there was an appreciation for it, especially for the simplicity / you know, complexities of the traps, because the traps are like kind of basic versus some of the others, but since it's not, you know, since it's not Jigsaw or anybody associated with him, goddamn it, spoilers, right? You know,
it's okay. It's been out for a little while already.
Okay, yep. True. So yeah, so since you know, it's just a dude that was influenced by, you know, the acts of Jigsaw, that he was doing a lot of this stuff, and you know, like I said, like it wasn't bad, but you know, it's just for me, like. When I think Saw, I think John Kramer. That's why, like, I loved Saw X just because it was a prequel and you got to see more of John.
I really enjoyed that one. That was actually really good.
I stopped watching those movies after the one with Sean Patrick Flannery where he was a fake victim.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. Was that 6 or 7?
It's the one where I could be confusing it. It's the one... Whatever the one that Cary Elwes was, he was in the survivors group, and then,
I believe that it's 7, the final chapter.
Okay, then that's the last one I saw. Was that the same one where the late Chester Bennington got like thrown from the car seat from?
Oh my god! Like, listen, I feel bad saying it because you know he's not with us anymore. But I'm not a fan of Linkin Park. I think like their only good song is One Step Closer, or whatever.
That's fair.
Right, because yeah. when I heard that album Hybrid Theory, like I kind of knew that it was made to become, you know, for it to be mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you also got to think about it, it's not for everybody.
True, like you know, everyone would be like, "Oh my god!" Like you know, what about Numb and all this stuff? And I'm just like, it's not my style of music.
Right, that's fair. And also, what I do remember him saying though on Twitter way back was how excited he was to be a dead guy in a Saw movie. And I'm like, you know, that's a fan, you know?
Dude, so. I told you, bucket list thing for me would be that, you know, that I get killed off in a horror movie or something, you know, something as such. Like, that would be great. So I'd be like, you know, so I could just look at myself like, you know, so that's how it looked like if I was dead. Okay.
We got to cast him in Terrifier 3.
That's already been done already. That's already filmed already. It's
no,
already.
I was going to say, since they're filming another... Though. Nice thing if they said, you know, they're filming another Saw movie or whatever. It's just like, you know, we could start a petition or whatever, like, you know, weird Saw fan or whatever. Just add him in there. Just kill them all somehow.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm pretty sure they would do it.
Yeah.
You know what?
Why the fuck
we'll cast Alex as a Marvel superhero and then do a live action Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It's sort of a horror movie in a way.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of funny. I just come in or whatever. Hey, Zeppel.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, oh, we're gonna just kill you. We'll just take care of you right now.
Cast him in a live action version of Killustrated.
Oh, that'd be fun. See, those were really good comics that came out years ago. Very underrated.
Very underrated. And like, I actually still have. So when I was cleaning out my bedroom closet not that long ago, I found in my box of comics, I thought I had loaned out my Killustrated and Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe, but I didn't, and I still have them. And so, like, at some point this week, I got to into that box of books and just read them again.
Random those question.
Yeah. Bagged and boarded, of course.
Nice.
I just had the trade of them. I didn't even worry about it.
Well, I have the trades of them, but I bag them more to the trades.
Nah.
And then when it comes to video games, I actually decided to go very old school, and okay. I decided to play the original Legend of Zelda for Nintendo.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Okay.
And
I thought he said he was gonna. I thought he was about to say like he went old school with games and was about to play Pong.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, so
he really wants to play Duck Hunt. That's what it is.
Yeah, I would love if they would put that on the Switch, but then it'll be kind of funny that if they do, the only way you can really play is since it's touchscreen, that you just keep touching the screen. Did you like, you know, shoot the motherfuckers? But yeah.
Well, you know, like I was sort of like 10 years old when I found this out. It's like, did you know that with the other controller you could control the duck?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not know that until maybe like a week ago.
It happens. It happens. Not many people knew that. That's the thing.
Apparently not. Exhibit A right here.
Yeah, yeah. Senor Brian did not know.
And then if Brian was Canadian, it would be Exhibit A. No, but in all seriousness, this is the first time, because when I was a kid, I never like the only Zelda game that I ever got was the only one that the first one that I got was for the Super Nintendo, Link to the Past.
Mm-hmm.
And
my favorite Zelda too, my favorite Zelda of all time. And like I said, you know, just going back, and I beat it. To realize this game, because, you know, since you can't really go diagonal, because, you know, it's an old school Nintendo game, it's a little harder than you realize on certain parts, but then once you get, like, pretty much everything, you know, you're good.
I only beat the original Zelda once.
Dude, like I said, since I never really played it like that as a kid, like to beat it, I was so proud of myself. Because, you know, it's like saying, you know, you're really good with an old school Nintendo game if you can play Contra without doing the Konami code.
Oh, yeah, I'm not that good at that.
And beating honestly, like, you know, I love Contra, right? And I do have the Contra collection for the Switch. I've beaten Contra, I've beaten Super C, and I've beaten Contra 3 the Alien Wars on easy and normal. Hard?
Well, the Alien one, that's the one where, like, if you beat it on easy, like, it ends at a certain level, and then, like, there's other levels depending on what mode you put it on.
When you play it on easy, when you go against the final boss in the last stage, you only have to do, like, one part of it, and that's it. When you do the second one, you have an extra part to it.
Right. But
then if you play it on hard, like, you know, other than, you know, where all the guns and everything, whatever, just like up to 11, like, you know, when you're getting shot at and everything, and the enemies, like, you know, coming on the screen is fucking insane. Right. And of course, you know, it takes a little more to kill the bosses, but the last boss has a final thing that once you escape on the helicopter, when you think you beat it,
he drops people's elbow.
You know, it's a brain, dude. So, you know, all it can do is use a headbutt. But yeah, so the last part is you're running off and you're shooting this thing, you know, trying to escape and shoot it. Yeah. While you're on the helicopter, and then once you're done with it and everything, you actually get the legit ending, which I'm just like, you know, I wish that I really played that game that hard that I can, you know, really, you know, test myself. But this is one of those games where if you do play it, you gotta have a second player that is just, you know, like, just as good. And you know, but regardless of the fact, these games are fun. Now, going back to the Contra collection or whatever, the one for Genesis, I think it's called Hard Corps, right? That title exactly fits what it is. It's fucking difficult. And, you know, I would love to say that I beat that, but no.
It's okay. Many, many, many games were not beaten back then because they were specifically made to be super dumb.
I mean, I'm going to admit it. I've never beaten the original.
1, 2, 3, World, Sunshine, Odyssey, New Super Mario Brothers, Mario Super Mario Wonder. I never beat 64, so.
I still think one of the hardest games ever for Nintendo was the Turtles game that came out in
Dude, same here. I got stuck in the city part.
Yeah, like for that game, I only ever survived the bombs in the dam once, and then yeah, like once I was in the turtle van, I was like, okay, I don't know where to go.
Yeah, you're supposed to go to a certain part of the city. You're supposed to get the grappling hook, and you're supposed to go from one side of the roof to the other. But I, like, you know, even with the instruction book and everything, I was like, how the fuck are you supposed to shoot this grappling hook? So yeah. I kept getting stuck on there. But then, you know, of course, like, you know, after a while, I just like, you know, fuck this. And then when they came out with Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game, you're just like, you know, fuck the first one.
yeah, pretty much.
But what I do love, though, is that with the Cowabunga collection, you actually get the actual arcade game. And for shits and giggles, that right there, you know, when I did beat it, I was so happy with myself. Like, you know, like, fuck, you know, like, oh my God. Even though
you're so happy, you're like so giddy, like a little child and shit.
Oh, yep. Dude, but if this was like a legit machine or whatever, do you not like, because you can press the start button and give yourself many credits, like if it's like putting in coins.
Oh, that's great.
Do you know how many like quarters, if you really think about it, that you're putting into it? But
putting in all the quarters.
Yeah, all the fucking quarters. Like I'm saying, you think of the equivalent or whatever, it's like, damn, I could have done laundry for weeks or whatever if it wasn't for me playing an arcade game. But then it made me think, like, God damn it. Like, there's, like, two other games that I wish that they would come out for, like, the consoles or whatever. One is the Simpsons arcade game.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you could probably get it.
That's a real fun one.
You could probably get it on the emulator and everything like that.
But oh, for sure. There's definitely an emulator for that one.
Yeah, but, I just kind of wish, like, you know, like, they would release it for... Like, even if it was for Nintendo, like, you know, for the Switch or whatever, or for all the consoles, like, if they did a Simpsons game collection, even though I don't think anybody really wants to play Bart versus the Babe Mutants, which is the original Nintendo one.
Or why not?
Bart's Nightmare.
I used to love Bart's Nightmare. Are you kidding?
Yeah, she was fun, dude.
Dude, like, it was fun, but a lot of these games, like, you know, a lot of the games from Bart's Nightmare was, like, very repetitive, but... You know, and then some
most
like
of the games back then were repetitive.
No, this one got like, you know, like tedious, repetitive, like, you know. But certain levels were very fun to play. Like, I think it was it the level where, like, yeah, that you play in the Itchy and Scratchy world. That one was fun.
Or it was pretty dope.
I think it's the one where Bart's a pig or something like that, and you're trying to get through the, you know, the you're trying to escape the slaughterhouse or the, you know, the. You know, I think that's what it was. That one was fun too. The water slide one used to always get me the fuck annoyed.
Like, I want, if we're going to go old school console done, old school arcade games done for modern day, I don't care what system it's for, I want the X-Men arcade game.
That was the next one I was going to fucking say.
that's a great one. That's a
so
great
you can
one.
Come out of nowhere. But then, you know, of course, it would have to be that you have all six characters. So you could come out of nowhere.
Who was it? It was Wolverine, Colossus, Dazzler, Cyclops, Storm, Nightcrawler? No, that was the Genesis one.
No, that game was hard too.
Yeah, because like Wolverine's mutant powers, if you used them too much, he'd go berserk, which was so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it really was. It's stupid.
You know what? X-Men game was really cool when I had it for the Super Nintendo? X-Men Mutant Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Never played that one.
That one's really good. Well, I love.
I played that one as an emulator recently.
Yeah, like, so that one, I think a fan. What they did was they did an ultimate one, and they gave you more character selection. So they put like other characters, but you could tell they're sprites from the other games, from like the Genesis game and stuff like that.
So it's sort of like an old school Mugen type game.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And technically it's Mutant Apocalypse, right? But you can pick almost anyone. I saw it online like a few weeks back, and I was like, "Damn!" Like, you know, you gotta love that, you know, people and their love for certain things, and it's just like, you know, if you could somehow get this for like, you know, tomorrow to actually release it or whatever, you know, whoever created this will get all the monies.
Oh, of course.
They'll get those two bags of Disney money.
Oh.
It's a fun time. It's fun times.
What I would love for them to re-release too, and you know, because I'm waiting to see when they're going to release the, what is it, the Marvel Fighting Collection.
Oh, that'd be so great, man! Not even a, I don't even cool. care about.
No, it's coming out, dude. They're releasing a Marvel Fighting Collection. So you is know,
the original Marvel Superheroes is going to be on that.
Marvel Superheroes, X-Men, the X-Men fighting game. They're going to even have the Punisher fucking beat 'em up. And they have up to Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Okay, wait. The Punisher beat 'em up. Is that the one that
you can either pick him or Nick Fury? But you know, but it's Hasselhoff style Nick Fury.
It's the old school Nick Fury, the ultimate version of Nick Fury.
Yeah, but remember, that's the game is that old. So,
but the Punisher game that I was thinking of was the one with Thomas Jane as the voice, where there was that one moment where like you come out of the coffin and in the funeral and you slaughter the entire mob. That was a fun one.
I've never played that one. That one sounds fun, though.
The reason why it was Thomas Jane, it was sort of the video game version of the Punisher movie from 2004. But meanwhile, it was more comic book style. It sort of was like Punisher, but Max Payne.
Yeah.
I was joking around the way, you know, what's the difference?
It's the same. It's the same. They look the same.
It reminds me of that meme from, I think, The Office meme or whatever. They showed, like, two different pics or whatever. It's like, I don't see a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same picture. But going back to what I was saying, even though it was released back then, but I think with the updated stuff now, I would love for them to release, like, a Mortal Kombat, you know, collection. I think that would be, you know.
That would be really cool. Awesome. That would be cool.
So you can like just play like, you know, play the original Mortal Kombat, get mad, like, well, you know, like, because everyone's so used to, you know, fighting games now.
Yeah.
Because have you ever really like went back? Because I have the Street Fighter collection for the Switch too, and playing Street Fighter 2, the original one, you know, I'm not going to say it's laggy, but, you know, there is a big difference of playing games like that. Like the original Street Fighter 2 versus the new Warriors, because you know it just seems like you can go a little fast.
Right.
Still fun.
It's because the engines are quicker than they were back then.
But of course, like you know, like when you start playing like the Alpha series, oh my god, dude, the Alpha series like made up for it a lot.
That was super fun. I remember those. Those were good.
What I would also love, like, you know, I think they released it already, but I don't know. Like, I got to check into it. The old school King of the Fighters collection.
That would be cool. That'd be real nice. I fuck with it.
Because I know, they, like, I think they did release something, but I don't know for what console. I want to see if they do have something like that for the Switch. I'm going to have to check into it. But, you know, money's tied in the burn your butt cheeks right now, so... You know, I gotta be a frugal gamer.
Yeah. But you also have like 80,000 games that you haven't played yet either, so it's understandable.
Dude, like for a lot of the consoles, there are plenty of games that I haven't played.
That's what I'm saying. You can wait.
Yeah, like for the Switch
alone. They're not gonna disappear.
Dude, for the Switch alone, I have like at least, I wanna say 5 to 7 games that I have not played yet.
That's insane, dude.
But.
That's insane. You're buying all these games, you're not even playing them.
No. The newer games.
At the moment, right.
Yeah, the newer games I've played. But, like, I remember one time, it was just like, what was it? For when I first got the Switch one Christmas, I got, like, at least, like, 5-6 games. And then afterwards, like, you know, once I did get the Switch, I was just like, you know, oh, I want this game, and I want this game. And then when Super Smash Bros. Came out, fuck everything else at the time.
Because Smash Brothers took over the world, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let us not forget one of the other games that, you know, classic, that, you know, can, you know, break friendships and divide families. Mario Kart.
Yay. That's always a good one. That's a great one, actually.
And I just realized that we went on the most giant tangent right now. So, Steve, what are you even up to, dude?
We did. We did. We absolutely did.
Dude, but we became the Good Games podcast for a second.
But we always do. We always go with the tangents, and it's fair.
Shout out to Frank. Shout out to Frank.
Word. To Frank and the other Alex, Evil Alex.
Yeah, the evil one as Mario, yeah, buddy would call him.
Yeah, yeah. I know Mario is on the stream because we are streaming live right now, but unfortunately I can't respond to it over here, but it's okay. We're here. I saw your comments. I saw it over there.
Shout out to our brother, man. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as for me, I've been watching a bunch of stuff like the usual.
Like what?
Like the usual stuff that I usually watch, a bunch of horror stuff, which is great. But before I came on here, I was actually watching The Last Drive-In, where they were watching this movie from like the 60s called The Carnival of Souls, which is a very interesting movie. And of course, a lot of people don't know about it because it's old and it's in black and white, obviously. And it pretty much follows this lady that she falls into a... She's in a car accident after doing, what is it called? Like dirt races or whatever, like, you know, street races.
For whatever reason, I was just going to say cocaine.
No cocaine. This is pre-cocaine. But
one crack?
Oh yeah, that was like just come out of nowhere. Like, no, that's an 80s thing, man. Look at all the 80s movies. Big business man. Even in, what was it? Was it the Toxic Avenger and other stuff too?
Yeah. That was all there. Not in this one. This one that doesn't have any, no cocaine, at least, that we know.
The summary of a lot of 80s movies or whatever, the one trope or whatever, Big Business.
Yeah.
I love my job!
Yeah. But this one, no. This one, no cocaine in this one. But she's basically, she winds up getting rescued from this crash or whatever. And then it just follows her throughout the entire movie. And she's like, wait, something's weird. And she starts seeing things, and she starts seeing spirits, I guess you can say. The things that are following her, and she doesn't know why. And then as the story builds, and the story builds, you find out what really happened. And it's mushrooms. No mushrooms either. No mushrooms.
It's 60s.
I know. No magic mushrooms in this one either. No. But,
Ryan, that's late 60s, early 70s.
Well, this was in the late 60s, it's fair. Okay, but yeah, no.
Brian, maybe a little valid then, okay.
Yeah.
Madness.
Yeah, they were totally against weeds. But yeah, it's a real fun movie. It's very slow, obviously, but it's a slow build, but it's really good. Definitely worth watching.
Carnival of Souls. A lot of older movies like were always like that. Like, you know,
yeah, even Jaws was a slow build. Even though Jaws had, like, you know, the beginning where he's there, but there's just a lot of build to it, to the whole massacre or whatever.
Just remember, elections matter, because the mayor of Jaws was also the mayor in Jaws.
Yeah.
Voting matters. and
that's Brian's platform of the day, you know, you know, he'll step up.
Title of the episode, Reefer McMadness.
I can fuck with it. I can fuck with it. Reefer McMadness. You know what? Yeah.
I allow it.
Yeah. I'll allow it. Yeah. Good stuff. But before we get into the geek shit, I figured we'd do a little bit of geeky stuff in general, but being that it is a, you know, an episode that's it's a bit of a landmark episode, I guess you can say. 333, a lot of threes, which is cool with me. Like, I don't mind.
Yeah.
We do another ranker list. We haven't done a ranker list in a couple weeks, so I figured, why not? Let's do another one. And for this one, it's gonna be a fun one. Might be something that we actually go through pretty fucking quickly, because it's kind of easy. But it should still be fun. Because I am enjoying this. And the list for this week, the ranker list, we're going to do the top 10 of the most overpowered superheroes. And I know, Alex, you're going to give me the number one answer because we both talk about it all the fucking time. Why?
Let Brian do it this time.
Okay, Alex. I mean, Brian, go for it.
Superman?
Yeah.
Holy shit, we got fucking sound! Oh shit, we stopped our game for 333! Fucking Christ! Jesus fucking Christ, that's awesome!
And also, this is now the second time I guess the number one spot on a list.
That is the number one spot on the list, yes.
Because remember with the deaths in an MCU movie?
Yep. You got the number one death for that one, too.
Yeah, it was Deacon Frost and the really bad CGI.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Good job.
I like this list. Yeah, thank you.
All right, so let's go with another one. Alex, what's the next one?
You said heroes and characters. I forget.
They are overpowered superheroes.
Okay, superheroes, overpowered. You can kind of say just because of the abilities and everything as such or whatever, you could put Deadpool on the list, but I don't think it'll be him.
No, unfortunately not. I'm sorry, sir.
I just wanted to mention it because, you know, it's coming up soon.
Next week.
We got a bunch of Deadpool stuff, but no Deadpool today. Not on this part of the show, at least. Brian, what's your next one? What's your next choice? What's your next?
Most overpowered Hulk?
No, incorrect, sir. No Hulk in this one. We're just doing the top 10. Hulk is super powered, but he is not in the top 10.
But you figure because there's so many comics where like they're like, oh, he grew more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the version that I enjoy the most, where the fact that like he gets pissed off and he gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
What was it like?
Unlike the Ang Lee shit.
Right. Yeah.
And in my comics, I still have that, issue 125, where he grew from, 1998? Yeah, I still got that.
Yeah. So, Alex, what is your next choice?
Overpowered, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Franklin Richards, but I don't think he's a hero, though.
Franklin Richards is on the list, but where is he on the list? Because I know I saw him a couple times on the list.
It'd be kind of funny if he's like not even on 10. He's like 26.
Later on. No, Franklin Richards is actually number 4. He's number 4 on the list.
Nice. Okay.
See, I did a little drum roll.
Yeah, I like those little sound effects.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're a real podcast.
Right? Like we're an actual radio show. Not even just a podcast.
It's not like we recorded 333 episodes or anything like that.
Right, yeah. It's about time we do something extra, something special. Yeah. So, Brian, what's your next choice, sir?
Oh, you got my name right this time.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to say Green Lantern.
Oh, Green Lantern is on the list, but he is not in the top 10, sir.
Okay.
Green Lantern is actually number 12.
Oh, okay.
Barely making it, but that's good.
Barely.
With his weakness of yellow.
Yeah, pretty much.
You just come out of nowhere like you just have post-it notes, he just goes...
He's like, I'm scared.
Why do I not have any will now?
Oh man. Brian, Alex, what's the next one? You're next, Alex. Sorry.
I'm Alex and you're Brian.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right, yeah.
I'm just trying to think of like abilities and everything like that. I'm just like trying to go through. Wouldn't it be like Rogue?
Rogue is on the list, but she is not in the top 10.
Okay.
Rogue is actually... She comes way after Green Lantern, too. She's number 18 on the list.
Okay.
So, Brian, what is your next choice?
Batman.
Go fuck yourself. He's not overpowered, senor.
But, I mean,
he's smart, but he's not overpowered.
I mean, it's worth a shot. Because he's like...
Yeah, for sure.
Because they said if you... Years, right, the whole thing was years back where if he were to have had a mutant ability, it'd be super smart enough or...
Super brains? Intelligent. Yeah,
super brains.
Yeah, no, no super brains this time. No, sorry,
sir. Isn't that the Hawksaw chick?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Yeah.
I love how, again, we just keep going back to that for whatever
reason. That's fine. I think we should name the episode Super Brains. Mm-hmm. No.
I love how Brian had a decent thing for him, for himself or whatever. And then, it was just like, fuck that nonsense.
Alex, what is your next choice, senor?
I don't remember if he... Well, fuck. I'm trying to... Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick. You don't have a clock thing or whatever?
I don't have a clock sound.
If you had the Jeopardy one, that would have been fucking fantastic.
Well, we don't have the rights to that. We don't have enough money. Not in the budget.
I could figure something out for the next episode.
Oh my god, if anything, whatever, we can just get one of those, off-brand, Jeopardy thing. Like, it sounds like it, but mm-hmm. it's
But
not.
It's not really that, yeah, yeah.
But it's done in, a different key, yeah.
It's the generic one. Mm. So let's do a drum roll, and you tell me what you got. Let's do the drum roll.
Okay, fine. Even though I don't think it, but I'll have to say Spider-Man.
No, unfortunately, that is not correct, sir.
Because it depends on who writes it, but right.
Yeah, no, that is not a choice for this list. So, Brian, what is your next one?
Wonder Woman.
No, she is not on the top 10. No.
Damn it. Now I'm just picturing Brian spinning or whatever, then he turns into a hero.
Okay, so Alex, this is going to be your last one. What do you got?
Martian Manhunter
is... Number 7.
Okay.
Yay, number 7.
We finally got one that, let me rephrase that. I finally got one that after a couple of tries is actually in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love that we have these effects now. This is great.
Yeah, these effects are over on this new place that we're streaming on. It's fucking great. It's giving you the options for other things to put onto it. They weren't doing it on the other place. But, I like it over here in Riverside. So, Brian, give me your last one.
This is rough. Superman. No, we already said that.
That was the very first one.
Whatever. It's like, Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to go out there and say it. Homelander.
Oh, that'd be great. But he's actually not on this list. I am surprised that he's not on this list.
Remember, they said superheroes. This one's villain.
Well, he's a soup.
Fine, I'll play the role of Brian right now.
Century, actually, yeah, he's on the list. Century is... what is he? I think he's number 9. Let me see. Hold on. Let me make sure. Century is number 8.
doesn't count because Alex had his turn already.
I said I was playing the role of Brian.
he's giving you the points, sir. He's giving you the points. Yeah.
Okay, even though technically he did win this anyway, but you know.
I did. Right, can, yeah. we get, can we please get the round of applause one more time?
We do this one.
Throw a rose. Holy shit, they threw random panties.
Right, yeah.
Episode 333, random panties.
I fucked with it. That's fine. I'll take it. So, right. Let's go over the list, the top 10 superheroes we got. At number 10, we have Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. She's number 10.
Okay.
Number 9, we got Shazam.
Okay.
Number 8, we got Sentry, like you said. Number 7, we got Martian Manhunter.
Like I said.
Number 6, we got Jean Grey. Number 5.
But technically, if you want to get into it, she became overpowered when she became the Phoenix.
But it was still her. Because it was technically the Phoenix was within her in general. So she just had it under control.
I was saying choking around the whatever. It's like, God damn it, whatever. It sounds like some kind of like, you know, moral lesson. It was in you the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. The next one is number 5. That is Silver Surfer. Number 4, Franklin Richards. Number 3, we have Scarlet Witch. Number 2 is a surprising one because you guys didn't even think about going this far. But we got One Punch Man.
That's right, because of a manga. Damn it. Because I keep thinking, like, to me, I'm going to get technical. Manga is one thing, comic book is another, even though technically they are the same thing.
Yeah. But this is just overpowered superheroes, not just, you know, just within the Marvel or DC universe. It's just superheroes in general.
We just gotta add one thing right now.
Yeah. One Punch. Yep. So that's the list. That's the ranker list for.
I love how you just don't mention number one because you're just like, fuck number one.
Because we already know. Everybody knows. Mario's probably like, oh my god, yeah, say it, Superman. Yeah. But
you just did it. You're just like, you know, thank you, buddy.
It's all good. We gotta give it up sometimes. Because, you know. We actually spoke about him too many times the last couple weeks anyway, so.
What, Mario?
No, Superman. Yeah, Superman, we had a bunch of things that we were talking about the last couple weeks.
Yeah,
we had the protein shake, we had the fucking, his son being in it and everything. Yeah, so we spoke about it.
The already. First picks about the, you know, the upcoming James Gunn thing.
Yeah, it's already there. We've talked about it enough for the last 3 weeks.
And then when we went to Batman Cake Crusader, we were just like, you know, that's when I was like, okay, go on.
Continue.
To mention Superman this week, I mean, not only was it number one on that list, but we got the poster for the final season of Superman and Lois.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
You know what's funny? That's another thing I've been watching lately that I just, you know, the only Superman property other than the, well, you know, let me rephrase that, series or whatever, that other than the Superman animated series from the fucking, what is it, like late 90s, early 2000s or whatever? Mm-hmm. I forget like when it came out. But, you know, it was, it had to have been 90s because it came out shortly after Batman the animated series.
Yeah, around the same time.
Yeah, so... Yes.
The Bruce Tim.
Mm-hmm. So, I've been watching My Adventures of Superman, and that's actually not bad.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
The animated one is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. Another thing I forgot to mention. I was watching another thing that it's on Max, too. Fucking Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad anime.
Oh, yeah, I have not watched that. Is it good?
It actually is.
Okay. Very cool.
They're on 5 episodes, cool. But what is it? The first 4 are they're English dub from what I saw, and then the new episode that just came out, this past weekend? You know, it's still still in Japanese, but of course English sub. But you know, I can wait for them to dub it and watch it over again.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll give it a shot sometime soon, eventually.
I mean, technically, whatever, an episode's like 20, 22 minutes or whatever, or something like that, give or take. All I'm going to tell you, Steve, is, what is it, the closing theme or whatever, just the animation on there, whatever, you're probably going to laugh your ass off.
Okay. See, now you sold it. You sold it.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but once you see it or whatever, I hope we talk about it next week. Episode 334.
Yeah. I'm down for it. Let's go. So now, let's get into some geek shit.
Geek shit.
Yeah. See, we got transitions and shit now. Look at that.
Now we gotta do that big intro, whatever. Like, you know, now we're gonna get some geek shit played against Steve.
And we do it again. Play it, bitch. Come on now. There we go.
Shit.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
It's fine. It was totally worth it.
Oh, I know it was worth it. But I figured I'd try something new. I'd try something different. So the first thing for the geek news is we got this week. It's fun. We've been talking about the fact that they're doing Avengers 4 and Avengers 5, Secret Wars, and all this other stuff, and we finally got news as to who's going to be actually directing this, or who could be directing it. And it's very exciting because these people that are in high talks and high, you know, belief that it could be them are going to be possibly doing it. It's the Russo brothers.
They've been the best thing to come to the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of directing. I mean, they're the reason why Soldier felt like a fucking spy movie.
Yeah.
And that's what I didn't like about Winter Soldier, because I don't like spy thrillers.
I love spy thrillers. They're so fun.
Nice, I know. Like we talked about it before, everyone has their taste. I just, you know, like, Winter Soldier wasn't for me.
That's fair.
I still remember seeing the fucking double feature with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
For $17 at the AMC theater.
Yeah. It's so worth it, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's so worth it. Yeah.
And we were, like, that Thursday night where we were in the theater and, like, nobody else really was.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, yo, we're about to see this, the new Marvel movie in an empty theater.
Nowadays or whatever, you're lucky there's actually a couple of seats left.
Yeah, pretty much.
But of course, whatever, if there are a couple of seats, they're in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, see, you need to know the tricks of New York City and don't go to theaters during the fucking weekday or the weeknight.
Or if you do, go like
matinee.
Be there early when you're there for the whatever time. Be there early so you can get in early.
But remember now the whole thing of reserving, that it really cuts that thing.
Well, you reserve early to get your seats where you want it to be.
Or you, I'm in Conrad Hotel downtown.
Fair.
Sleeping with the person that works in the movie theater? Yo, what's good with that? With that Deadpool and Wolverine, huh?
You got that hook. Yeah.
Rhymes with Wolverine.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm excited for this one. I'm excited for this one. This one sounds pretty fucking cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do. Especially being the Russos. They're good. They're good
at work. Yeah. They're fantastic directors, so I'm excited to know that they're hopefully gonna be a part of the MCU.
We could hope so.
Be nice.
Because they've done a good job. The stuff that they've put out, I've been all for. Now that this is happening, I'm like, yo. Please.
Their non-MCU stuff is great, too. Like, they didn't direct it, but they produced, what was it, 21 Bridges?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Rest in Power Chadwick, but that movie was fucking insanely good.
Yeah, it was. So we'll see. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The next piece of news that we got, we kind of touched on a while ago that we were getting a Wonder Man feature. We finally got some news. Actually, we got some news for a while. Like, we just haven't been here. We haven't been doing anything. But it's like, they've been adding more and more people to this. I'm just like, okay, Okay, and I'm totally down for it. So we have the latest addition to this cast is Byron Bowers, who was in The Lady of the Lake, which is pretty cool. He's good. And he's been joining a bunch of other people that are on there already. Ali Abdul Mateen III, the third, or the second. Demetrius Gross, Ben Kingsley, Ed Harris, possibly Bob Odenkirk, which is a huge rumor. This should be interesting. I am down for it. I want to see who's going to actually be Wonder Man, though. If they've casted him, but they just haven't said anything about it. But this should be cool. It's going to be another show, but it's going to be under the Marvel Spotlight banner. So you know how we had.
Wasn't the rumor that Nathan Fillion was going to be?
But the fact that he's already doing Guy Gardner in the DC stuff, I highly doubt it. Highly doubt they're going to double dip him in both sides at the same time, because essentially it would be at the same time.
Yeah, such a shame.
Yeah.
It's not like any other actor's done it before, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but not exactly at the same time, because you have something that's actually shooting right now for something that's going to be shooting within the near future. Or if not, at the moment as well. Like, that's a bit of a conflict of interest, especially being, you know, from one place to the other.
It's almost like Hollywood doesn't have magic.
Yeah.
Ryan, after everything that has gone on with, like, Me Too and all that other stuff, whatever, the magic is dead. They found out Hollywood is a sleazy place.
It is. It can be. It can be. But it's getting better, allegedly. We'll see. We'll see how much better it's gotten.
I just can't wait for, like, you know, that everything gets back to whatever the new normal is going to be, because what is it? Like, there hasn't been movies that are really, like, you know, maybe a handful at most that would really want me to go to the theater, like, you know, that night, you know, like the night of release.
Yeah. The, honestly, like, I don't go to night of release anymore. I've never, like, had the interest now as, like, a 40-year-old dude to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the movie at midnight to go see a fucking movie.
Well, that's because Kevin Spacey hasn't been in a movie in some time.
Yeah, I guess. No, not really. Not really. Not really.
People are just like, you know,
Nah. But yeah, like, I really haven't had anything to be like, oh yeah, I really want to watch this one. It's nothing really, but like, oh yeah, I want to see it now. Maybe the weekend of. Maybe a weekend of at that point, yeah, maybe I'll watch something. But as far as watching it day of at midnight, no.
Hell no.
No. I'm way past, we're way past those days.
I don't do the movie at midnight anymore unless I'm watching it in the comfort of my own home.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm watching this movie.
Right,
and then,
exactly.
Like, you know.
Especially after the long day of work and everything like that. And, you know, not to get too personal, but Brian does work a late shift. Like, you know, he works, what is it, second shift?
Yeah, I do 11-8.
Yeah.
So by the time... Yeah, and then by the time he'll probably get to the movies or whatever, he's just like, you know, on the train, like, quick nap. Fuck, I missed a stop.
There is no more quick naps on the train. But,
Says you.
I know. Well, for me specifically, like, obviously, well, I'm nowhere near over there.
Dude, Steve took a quick nap or whatever. My man's gonna... Yeah, watch out for that tree.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Steve is driving fast as he can be, allegedly.
Yeah,
watch out for that tree.
Can't do that. No. Can't do that at all.
What was the Homer Simpson one? Simpson. Homer Simpson. The greatest guy in history.
Yeah.
Simpson. Homer Simpson, he's about to hit the chestnut tree.
The next piece of news that we got, that's going to be pretty much something pretty fucking cool. Because we do know. We had Nicolas Cage as Spider-Man Noir in the Spider-Verse movie, the first one, which is pretty fucking great. Well, then we heard that they were going to do a spinoff of it, of course, starring Nicolas Cage, which is fucking dope. It's going to be coming on Amazon sometime soon. But we got news that we're going to have another person that we're pretty... I'm a fan of, and that's L'Amour Morris is going to be in it. He's going to be in this series, and I'm fucking excited for it. He's fucking good.
He was hysterical. He was great on The New Girl.
Yeah. He was good on New Girl. He's also done a bunch of things, and that I've heard him do a lot of things, and he's fucking hilarious.
He was the best part of that atrocity known as...
You know what's funny? I still haven't watched that one.
Don't.
Yeah, I have no need to watch it either. Like,
is it that movie with the Iron Giant?
What? Yes. I think so. Yeah.
The Iron Giant who cares about family.
Family, yeah. Or whatever, and that sometimes, yeah, whatever, depending his roles, just says one line and gets paid millions of dollars for it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me rephrase it. The same line over and over again, but just emoting differently.
Yes.
I agree.
Brian, we do not get the Disney money. Shh.
Yeah. Well, generic, I am tree. I am tree.
No. What if it's what? There's a sparkling wine out of New Mexico called Gruet, Gruet. So I am Gruet.
Yeah, fair enough.
Awesome, when we really get in trouble like that, yo soy Gruet.
Yeah.
But all all I know is if Dom Toretto really cared about family, he would have mentioned a brother 9 movies earlier.
Yeah. The fact that he had a brother that
nobody saw.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, that's right. They couldn't see him.
Yeah, it makes complete sense now. Why nobody knew that he had another brother.
Son of a bitch. Like, you know, we just broke, we broke the internet with that theory.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we never knew about the brother, because nobody could see him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just come out of nowhere. My man came out of nowhere, like, you know, it's like, oh, why could we never see you? Because my man was like, drop dead, Fred, you have to believe.
Which makes sense that we couldn't see his brother, because his brother was Ricky Sinicki, who was an imaginary friend.
Yeah, exactly.
It all connects. Cue the Charlie Day, It's Always Sunny meme with the conspiracy board.
Yeah, pretty fucking much.
I'll have one crack. Anyway.
Yeah. One crack.
That's
the episode title right there. One crack, please. One crack, please. Yeah. Yeah. But Lamar Morris. He's fucking good. He's great.
He's great.
Apparently, he's going to be playing Robbie Robertson.
That's right. Yeah.
So it should be fun. It should be cool. Like, I like what he does. Like how he does things, and he's a good actor. So, let's see what L'Amour Morris brings to Spider-Man Noir, or Spider-Noir.
I feel kind of bad because I hear, like, for whatever reason, I know you said Lamar, but I hear LeVar for whatever reason. I'm just.
It's not LeVar Burton, okay?
Yeah.
No, not him. Not the dude with the Cyclops eyes in Star Trek.
Yes. Pew-pew!
Was it LaForge?
Yeah, Lord.
Jody LaForge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never really a Star Trek fan, so I can't really call it like that. But I think I got the name right. Sounds about the same. Sure.
Ah, you got it right. We'll just edit it in post just in case.
Well, we'll leave it at that. That's fine.
I can see right now, whatever. I love them in that thing. You know, insert name here.
Yeah, pretty much. Drop name here. Yeah.
I loved it. I love the mask. You know what we're talking about.
So in other news, I was very surprised that they're going to be doing this. But Disney is doing a sequel to Freaky Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and what's her face? Fucking Jamie Lee Curtis. They're doing a sequel to it, which is okay. Why not, I guess? And it turns out that they're actually bringing somebody else that's been around for a long time, from, like, way back in the day. They're bringing Chad Michael Murray to this one, which is gonna, it's pretty weird because he was in the original. But yeah, Freaky Friday.
I know. Why? Because they've been wanting to do it for like forever.
Yeah, yeah. And it's now 20 years since the original, since the one that they put out.
Yeah.
So
I guess everybody, for whatever, that watched it as a kid back then, now it's pretty much an adult and be like, you know, oh yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that movie.
That's like the whole gap between the original Monsters, Inc. and then Monsters University.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, sounds all right.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, it's like Inside Out and Inside Out 2 are almost 10 years.
Yeah. And it seemed like the characters grew within age, too. Like, she became a teenager from the first movie, so.
Yeah, and like, I mean, look at Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
Toy Story 4 should have ended it. They literally fucking
should have. Should have ended it.
Well, technically, if I remember the rumor, it was supposed to end at 3. But then, you know, since they wanted to make some more money, whatever, so they just mm-hmm. do another one.
Mm-hmm. And people still love it anyway, regardless.
I mean, Toy Story 4 wasn't bad, but it just seemed like 3, and you know, like 3 should have ended everything.
Yeah, it should have. It should have.
And then with... I mean, and they had Lightyear, and I guess because Lightyear was terrible in terms of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It is. Stop copying Skimmy.
We're just saying. It is.
No, but you're right, though. Yeah.
It was a money grab. But it was worth it. It was a good money grab because it was enjoyable.
I just think that maybe some people were just kind of, like, upset because they were expecting it to look more like, you know, the actual toy. And I was just like, no, remember,
toy was the real-life version of him.
Yeah, it was based
on quote-unquote, like, real life.
The movie, the whole rumor, I think it was the movie that, you know, that Andy saw as a kid. Mm-hmm. And then when they put out, like, you know, like a figure that was supposed to be based off of that.
And then those memes that say, you know that Andy got the bootleg toy.
Yeah, yeah.
My man got the Buzz Lightyear from Timu. Oh, I'm sorry.
Same difference.
He got it from eBay, the overseas edition, or the Amazon third-party seller.
Yeah. Okay, so, the next thing that we got. Another sequel? This is a prequel though for Dexter.
Yeah,
they're calling it Dexter Original Sin.
Original Sin,
which is interesting because, of course, you know, we had Dexter for a while. Then we also had Dexter. What was the name of the other one? The final series.
New Blood.
Yeah, that shit.
which started out great, but ended worse than the fucking original series.
Right. 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 So we have that. And now we have Original Sin, which could actually be interesting because it shows the beginnings of, you know, Dexter or whatever.
And it could be good because, I mean, hopefully they go more toward the graphic novel.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. And it should be good. It should be good. His dad is not going to be, of course, the same dad that we had before. We're getting somebody else. We're getting Christian Slater.
And that's pretty cool. But honestly, I hope that if they do some sort of like narrating of the show, it's Michael C. Hall.
That would be great.
Because that would fit.
Yeah.
And it would tie in the original actor to this prequel, which it's all knock on wood. It's good.
Mm-hmm. So, technically, you could say Dexter - Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
Young Dexter.
Yeah, young Dexter.
Which this I still haven't watched.
Find out he has a sister named Dee Dee, and she's always trying to get into his lab.
Mm-hmm. Ah. You idiot.
Yeah.
The heel builder. The real young Dexter.
Yeah, yeah. But this should be cool. This should be cool. It should be interesting. It's going to be coming sometimes to Paramount Plus. And But yeah, it should be all right. I kind of want to watch it. I'm not like super excited for it, but I do want to see what they're going to do with it. Especially since it's one of those series that, you know, was highly beloved and people were like obsessed with the damn show. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Then another thing that we got, another sequel that's actually, you know, a prequel. This is on the horror side. You know, I'm a big horror fan. We've seen Rosemary's Baby. Well, I've seen Rosemary's Baby a few times. But we're getting a prequel to Rosemary's Baby.
That's probably one of my favorite horror films.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
It still holds up.
Yeah. It really does. It's weird. It's weird how good it is.
It's weird and crazy, but yes. And also, if you guys are New Yorkers, go visit that building. It's on the Upper West Side.
Mm-hmm. And this is coming off of the fact that the first Omen actually did really well. Because
that tracks.
Yeah. The first Omen is actually really good. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. I saw it a couple times, and it's fucking great. But this one is going to be called Apartment 7A, which makes complete sense. But yeah, it takes you back. It takes you back to before everything. And I'm down for it, dude. It takes place in New York, obviously, in 1965. Prior to Rosemary's Baby, obviously. And what happens in the apartment before Rosemary moved in. So, yeah. It should be cool. It should be real cool.
You said it was Apartment 7A, that's what it's called?
Yeah. Apartment 7.
_ The Procreation. Creation.
Yeah, nah, I can see that. I can see that. But yeah, this is gonna be interesting. I'm excited for it. There's a few people that are attached to this: Julia Garner, Diane West, Kevin Neely, Mick Neely, and Jim Sturgis. They're all attached to this. This should be actually coming on Paramount as well on September 27th. So it's very soon. Very soon.
And I'm ready for this.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Makes me want to go back and rewatch Rosemary's Baby now.
Yeah.
More than likely, because of which they may, you know, and since it's getting, you know, since it's getting close to Halloween season. Right.
Well, it is streaming. It is streaming.
So, yeah, so they may.
Where is it streaming? I am not sure. I'm about to find that shit out right now.
Steve is searching for mm-hmm. information.
It is on. You can find it on Prime. Rosemary Ooh. Baby's on.
Now, is it like free for Prime members, or is
yes,
it
a it's, buy it's able to stream on Prime.
Nice.
Yes.
Yo, it's been like eternity since I watched that movie. I had not seen that movie since before I even knew my wife.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a long...
Yeah, it's an old movie. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, fucking Roman Polanski.
Mm-hmm.
Who's not allowed to make movies in the U.S. anymore.
Yeah.
This is pre those charges.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about Polanski, no.
Pretty much.
Episode title, we don't talk about Polanski.
No. Mr. Polanski, no here.
Alex, do you remember when that chick that was dressed up as the maid from Family Guy did your glasses at Comic-Con?
I know, it was funny because I asked if she can do that, and she goes... Of course. I was like, fucking awesome. It's like saying one of my other favorite Comic-Con pictures has to be, there was a dude dressed like Leatherface, and I told him, choke me.
I still got that picture somewhere of you getting your glasses cleaned by that girl dressed as the maid.
Oh, another one that was kind of
cool. Dressed as Consuela?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's hilarious, dude.
Mr. Superman.
Mr. Peter, no here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, that's
another one that I did that was kind of cool was there was a dude that was actually dressed as one of the best Jokers that I've seen in any convention. But Bermuda apparently was a professional cosplayer. Like, you know, a professional cosplayer. Well,
that makes sense then, yeah.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
He took his, you know, his prop crowbar, grabbed me by the lanyard, and looked like he was choking me too.
Nice.
For whatever reason, it just seems like everyone's either, like, you know, just either trying to kill me or, you know, blind me.
Yeah, yeah, that's always fun. That's always fun.
Yay, violence.
Yeah, exactly. Violence. Violence. Yeah. Yeah, and those are some of the stuff. We got some fun stuff, because, of course, you know, Deadpool is coming out soon. Xbox decided to put out a remote for Deadpool.
Oh.
And this looks so silly.
It's ridiculous, but I love it.
This is probably one of the most stupidest things I've ever seen. No pun intended. But the remote, it looks like the suit of Deadpool. But it also has cheeks on the remote.
Yeah.
Which is fucking hilarious. Like, who does that? Why do you have cheeks on a fucking remote?
Because fuck you, that's why.
It's not even like it's bumpers. It's literally like butt cheeks.
Yeah. Which is
fucking hilarious.
It kind of reminds me of the reason why I'm not an Xbox guy, going back to the original Xbox. That I didn't like the original Xbox because before they changed their controllers were like super bulky and annoying to fuck around with.
For sure.
Fair.
So that really deterred me from that system. And then once they made the smaller controllers that were kind of like, you know, more tolerable. But at that time, remember, a lot of the games for the Xbox, minus like a Halo and stuff like that, they were not that great. Well, at least in my opinion, they weren't that great. A lot of the wrestling games that came out for the Xbox, oof.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, it's a novelty, obviously. But yeah,
it's more for collection.
Yeah. It's a fun little collection. I get it. But
I can see right now, like, whoever has it in the house, they're going to let you, if you're going to play a game, you're going to play multiplayer, it's like, you got the butt controller. Like, I don't want the butt controller. You're going to fucking have
the butt controller. You see the butts right there.
Yeah.
Look at that shit. It's a remote with an ass. Designed by Deadpool. That's hilarious. But yeah, there's also like a whole Xbox that they got and everything. It's interesting, but like, it's just a money grab. But people are going to go for it, of course.
Are they going to grab it?
They might. Wouldn't be surprised. They just don't grab it too hard, I guess. But yeah, there's that. But then we also got some cool shit from Deadpool. Obviously, we know that, the movie is coming out this week, right?
Next week.
Yeah. Well, by the time this episode comes up, it'll be this week. But yeah, we got the final trailer for it. And it looks pretty fucking good. So let's watch the trailer for this one. Because, of course, you know, we're going to end off the show with a bunch of trailers.
Like trailer-centric?
Which is what we usually do. Which we usually do. So let's transition into trailers. Trailers.
But go back again or whatever. Do it again.
Do it again. Okay.
Trailer time.
Fair enough. Okay. So, let's watch the trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. The latest trailer, at least.
The final trailer.
Yes, trailer the final trailer. Ball. Yes, let's do it.
I know I turn everything into a joke, but I care. And I want to use that for something important. I waited a long time for this team up. In my world, you're well regarded. You are an X-Man. Fuck that, you were the X-Man. The Wolverine. is a hero in my world. Yeah, well, he ain't shit in mine. Scott used to beg me to wear this suit. So did Storm, Beast. But I couldn't have him thinking I wanted to be there. It's too late. It's only nine people, but my entire world is right here in this picture. I have no idea how to save it alone, but you know how to save it. Whoever you think I am. You got the wrong guy.
You were always the wrong guy. Till you weren't.
Are you ready? Fuck yeah, I'm ready. I'm the Wolverine. Stop it.
Pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew, pew.
Stop it.
Dude, this looks awesome. We already were excited for it. We already wanted to see it.
Yeah.
But now, it's just more reason to it. Of course, we have... Wow. We got a clip of Lady Deadpool... Fucking yeah, cool.
Yeah, that was the previous one that they focused on.
Right, yeah. Well, it was just like a... But it was just like from like the neck, like the neck down. Right. We so, actually see the full Lady Deadpool in this one.
Everybody thought we were going to get a visual of her face. Meanwhile, they were like, nope.
Still got a mask on. Yeah, still got a mask on. Which is fine.
You go watch the movie. Maybe you'll see something.
Yeah, who knows?
Disney wants to get those two bags of money.
Yeah, we got Dogpool, which is cool. But the biggest thing...
Yeah.
The biggest thing is that we got Daphne Keene returning as a...
And she's like an adult now.
Yeah. And she's actually speaking, because she didn't say anything in the first... In fucking
Logan.
Yeah, she didn't say anything. She was quiet the whole time.
No, she had a handful of words.
No, she was silent the entire time from that I remember, to my knowledge.
I mean, she narrated the finale, the ending, I mean.
Okay, yeah, right. Fair enough, yeah.
Right, but she didn't really speak.
Right.
She barked.
Yeah, you could say that.
Or yeah. Growled, or, yeah.
She did growl, yes. We'll say that. We should growl.
At the end, they just went, you want to do a monologue? And they were like, I don't know, like, you're going to do a fucking monologue.
Say, fine, okay, I'll take it. Whatever.
Do I get those two bags of Disney money?
Fuck mm-hmm, you. Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
Actually, no, at the time, it was still
Fox,
20th century.
It was still Fox money. Still Fox money. Regardless, it was a lot of money because it was a good movie. Yeah. But yeah.
They went.
This looks dope.
You want that Simpsons money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Technically, that's what makes Fox its money.
The Simpsons and Family Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the honorable mention, Bob's Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one, American Dad.
No, American Dad's on TBS.
Oh, no, that's on Warner Brothers now.
Yeah. Well, it originated on Fox. At that time, yeah, it was Fox.
It did, absolutely.
So, yeah. They're like, no, you want the Seth MacFarlane money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to go?
This looks fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I cannot wait. I'll probably see it next weekend.
I'm definitely going this week.
Yeah, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth the sitting in the theater to watch this.
Go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to go on Fandango and hopefully order the his and hers charm. You know, like the heart, like friend and best friend. I sort of want that.
That's adorable. That's adorable.
I definitely want that fucking Wolverine popcorn bucket, though.
Yeah, the popcorn bucket looks dope. Yeah.
Because it looks like Wolverine going, say, ah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Wolverine going, wah.
Wah.
You know, it's funny. They also have an alien Romulus one like that, too.
That one's pretty cool, too. The fucking Xenomorph head.
Yeah.
which
that looks, shit looks dope as hell.
It's a fleshlight for bigger dicks.
And the geek shall inherit the earth. We can't stop that. Fuck.
See, this looks fucking cool. This looks fucking cool. Like, I would so fuck with this. Not literally, you know, but
he's gonna give it the topping oil, if you will.
Yeah. I'll give it that.
Goodbye, horses.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Why is his xenomorph head shiny? You don't have to get into it.
Yeah, no need to go into it.
but he already did.
Mm-hmm.
Steve's about to do the talk and go, would you fuck me?
Yeah. You know what's funny? I rewatched that over the week, and it's fucking great still. It's so fucking good.
Wait, Silence of the Lambs or Clerks 2?
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs, dude. Okay. But yeah. It's still so fucking good.
So?
Yeah, so Deadpool. Soon. Very, very soon. Something else is coming out kind of soon. Something that I was not expecting, that I did not know anything about.
Neither did I.
Yeah, and then we got a trailer for it. I mean, we're fans of Terminator here. Especially, another thing that's kind of crazy, like this, I think earlier today, that the internet went out at the banks and shit. So,
all right, yeah.
People were going crazy that the fact that they couldn't go into their banks and weren't able to get money and stuff like that. But it's made me think, like, oh yeah, Skynet is happening.
No, remember, you gotta say the actual line. Fucking Skynet.
Fucking Skynet, yeah. It's not right. But we had a trailer for Terminator Zero, which is an animated series that's coming to Netflix. Let's watch this trailer, or teaser trailer, whatever the fuck it is. Let's watch it.
But you've been on a collision course your entire life. There's no going back. Not really. It will never. Stop. One thing standing in between you and him. Me.
That looks pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Why are you gonna pass on this one?
Because I really, after Terminator 2, I never really cared about Terminator.
That's fair. It's understandable.
3 was an atrocity. Salvation was fun, but then I was like, oh yeah, they did that thing.
Well, my opinion is on Terminator is this. The only reason why I liked Rise of the Machine was Judgment Day was inevitable.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
But Salvation, what to me was kind of a disappointment because, you know, how after Terminator 2... He's like, oh my god, we're gonna have a movie based on the war. We didn't get the fucking hunter killers.
No.
We got Termobikes.
Yeah.
Because at that point they didn't really care.
No, they cared. They cared. They just didn't know how to solidify the fact that, you know, we need something better. They're just like, oh yeah, we're just gonna throw this together. We're just gonna put it out there. People are gonna enjoy it. They're gonna love it. And people did.
I still remember getting the actual game. I forget, was it the 2 or the 3? I forget which one. Right, and that is the first game for a PlayStation that I actually got a platinum, you know, trophy for.
Fair. It's fair. But yeah, Terminator Zero comes out.
Terminator, give me your money.
Terminator Zero, as in it's going to be zero time that I watch Terminator.
That's completely fair. I get it. I'm not mad at you at all.
Terminator Zero, as in 0 minutes I'm going to waste watching Terminator Zero.
That is also completely fair. Yes.
Until one of us tells you, like, you know,
it's actually really good.
And then Brian goes, I can't do it to myself.
Yeah, that's fair.
He goes, the question he'll ask, is Arnold in it? No. Go fuck yourself.
How do we know? He could be. He could be. It's only voices, you know, so you never know.
I don't care if it's the fucking Kool-Aid man as Terminator. I don't care. I'm not
going to. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One crack, please. And the final trailer that we got this week. I guess we saved the best for last, right?
True point.
We've been super excited for this. We've been ready for it. We've been dying for it. We finally got a trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Something that's like, oh my god, it's actually happening. And we got the trailer, so let's watch the fucking trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
When you're all driving carpool and banging your Pilates instructors to fill the empty voids in your life, see who gets the last laugh.
Monger up here. That old house on Hill.
Wait, the ghost house? Is your mom Lydia Dietz?
Unfortunately.
She's a legend.
The living. The dead. Can they coexist?
Now's my chance.
Ghosts aren't real. Only gullible people believe that kind of crap.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I need you to help me save my daughter. And how do I know that you're going to keep your word?
I swear on my dead mother's soul. Yes. Bob, you and the boys stand guard. Nobody gets through. Oh. Let's go, honey.
I recognize this post.
Never seen that chick before in my life. Or afterlife.
Are we doing this?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I'm needed upstairs. Bob, go down the fort. Spill your guts. Who wants to go first? All right, I will. See, I'm willing to do the work.
Where the afterlife is so random.
You're that thing from my dream. Really more nightmare material.
Confronting the unknown. Conquering your fears. There's nothing harder.
What the f***? Thank you all for coming to this special occasion, but right now we'd like a little privacy.
That looks fun.
That looks really fucking
good. And I love the callbacks. I mean, first off, that last scene in the church. Clearly yeah. He's morphing all those people in the church to have the weird faces from, you know, that Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis put on.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also, what they're doing is, like, it's also like the faces are getting sucked in, which is pretty fucking cool. They're getting sucked into the phones.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Clawsome.
It looks pretty fucking good. I'm sold.
Yeah, I'm completely sold on this. Like I was sold previously.
I was sold from the teaser trailer when they first came out.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're gonna write off Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis.
They probably
the afterlife. Yeah, but also like. Why would the model town still be there, though?
Because they were like, you know what? This looks cool.
Because the house never did anything with the house. It was still there.
They just kept it as is, out of respect. Mm-hmm.
And obviously the funeral scene in that movie is going to be Lydia Dietz's dad, because that actor we don't talk about.
Yeah, no. He shall not be named.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacely?
No, but this movie looks dope. He's very excited.
Yeah. The actor shall not be named, but he also has to go from house to house to say why.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Keaton selling Girl Scout cookies? Was the guy selling Girl Scout cookies going to house to house?
Probably. Selling, but he looks dope with this.
They want cookies.
Yeah. Not this time.
Yo, Michael
Keaton. Not anytime.
Well, you know, what's great is that Michael Keaton's going to obviously be a huge part of Beetlejuice.
He should be. His name is in it twice.
Right. But, you know, in the first one, he only had like 10 or 15 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, because everything else is based on the
yeah, it's mostly Lydia's story.
Yeah.
And also the original owners of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'm excited for it.
This looks dope. They bring him more into it, obviously, so like it looks cool. It looks real good. Looks real good. I'm excited for it. I know you guys are excited for it.
Well, the good thing, at least now we know what happened to Norman Osborn after Spider-Man.
Yeah. But he's also in a bunch of other things, too. He was in the Nosferatu trailer that we watched last week, too.
But for this, I mean, if you want to tie in Spider-Man to this,
Yeah, I can see it. But I think that about wraps it up for this week. Do you guys have anything else for the week?
Nah, I got nothing.
I think we had it all on this episode.
Yeah, I think so too. We've had a lot of shit going on. Yay. Yeah. So, that about wraps it up for this week. Appreciate you guys for being here. Make sure you check out all our shit. Go to innercitygeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit sometimes, of course. We have this show. We have personally produced stuff over there. We have Comics with the World, Manga Time, Anime World. All of Mario stuff is over there. Then we also have a bunch of links to some stuff down there. So you can check out all those links too. You can listen to the show SoundCloud and on Spotify.
Motherfucking Spotify.
I just love that. It's the best place. You know, it's just not the same after, you know, losing Stitcher.
Yeah, it's okay. People were getting off of Stitcher anyway.
Because we're on motherfucking Spotify.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the good thing about it was that at least you could transfer your, you know, your list to Spotify.
Yeah, because that's the better place to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can find us on Spotify. You can find the show on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you guys at?
You can find me on Instagram, both BrightQJ and BrightQJ Presents. Check me out, BrightQJPresents.com, where sometimes I have shit. Check me out on Twitter, when I'm not banned for calling out things.
That's fair.
Yeah. But still check me out anyway. Alex, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, DINYED, and on Instagram at Deny, DIN period, Y period, ED. And where can we find you, Steve?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Like I said, this about wraps it up for this week. It's been a great episode. It's been a long fucking time. It's been a long fucking episode. So again, thank you guys for listening. We greatly appreciate you. Don't be a dick, but always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.